Fred Film Radio interview.
Fred Film Radio, this is Nicola Comotti here at Cinema Made in Italy, and today I'm in company with Alessio Cremonini, director of Border. Welcome, Alessio.
Hi, thank you.
So, first question, it should be relatively easy to answer. What is Border about?
Allora, Border è la storia vera di due donne niqab che hanno cercato di fuggire dalla Siria tramite il confine.
It's a true story of two women wearing niqab that are trying to flee from Syria through the Turkish border. So yes, this is the story of two women against, they try to survive against all difficulties and the tragedy of a civil war which is happening all around them.
Che trovano intorno a loro e le difficoltà per arrivare in un confine durante una guerra civile.
You wrote the film along with Suzanne Dabus, and I just would like to know how this collaboration came about.
Io ho incontrato Susan perché mi stavo inserendo nella comunità siriana e italiana per cercare attori.
Well, I met her while I was trying to know the Syrian community in Italy, and she was one of the first persons who believed in this project. And I needed her for two main reasons. First of all, because she's a woman, and the film is about women. And then because she's a journalist, and so she could help me avoiding errors with my film. So, at the beginning, there is this interview that I had with the real woman that the film is... whose story the film is based on. I interviewed her for 3 days, and then I wrote the script, which is basically a summary of the interview, and Susan collaborated on the script.
La sceneggiatura che per 90% è il riassunto di quello che lei ci ha raccontato. Quindi noi abbiamo inventato anche molto poco.
You just mentioned actually that you the first kind of contact with Susan was regarding the actors, and I would like to stick to this. So how was the process of finding the actors, and you had already certain ideas of how to cast them, or it was also, you know, driven by chance?
È stato un passaparola. Cioè Susan mi ha fatto conoscere Sara El Debouche, che poi è diventata...
Well, it was like a word of mouth, because Susan introduced me to the character, the girl who plays the character of Fatima, and Fatima introduced me to the girl who's playing the character of Aya. So it's this kind of positive domino effect. Then, of course, we interviewed many people, but in the end, the people suggested by other people were always the right choice.
Quelli che in realtà poi alla fine scoprì che erano quelli giusti.
The cast pretty much exclusively is comprised by non-professional actors. So you have this sort of like raw effect on camera as well. But at the same time you have this truthful, you know, like approach to it. You know, all the people involved are roughly Italian-Syrian actors, and thus very involved with the actual topic and the issue. Was it always something very important for you to keep alive this sort of tangible commitment into the Syrian issue?
Sì, io non volevo attori professionisti, anche se l'avessi cercati e l'avessi trovati. Comunque
I didn't want professional actors. I thought that was the wrong choice. I mean, all the actors in the film are non-professional actors. Someone is a barman, someone else is a student or an architect. And what they have in common is that they both have a difficult background, they experience difficult lives, and I hope that this kind of background could be kind of expressed on screen in a way. So it was a big challenge, and then I wanted this film to be something between fiction and documentary, so it was impossible to get this effect with professional actors.
Delle riprese che della recitazione, e quindi era impossibile mettere degli attori, era un controsenso.
And exactly, the commitment of each single person that we see in the screen is apparent, you know, we can really feel it. How about your commitment regarding the Syrian issue? When did it start? Do you actually got interested into the issue with the recent event and the upheaval, or it starts from much before that?
Beh, un po' intanto è quello, cioè 150.000 morti e più di 2 milioni di profughi
Well, you know, 150,000 dead people and over 2 million refugees, I think, are unfortunately a good reason to get interested in a story. And then I think that the point is that, you know, I'm Mediterranean, and I feel kind of culturally close to the Syrian people, of course. We have this Christian background, and they are Islamic, but I think there are more things that keep us together, keep us close, than the things that divide us, actually. And then if you think also from an historical point of view, in ancient Rome, we had this architect called Apollodoro from Damascus, and then you have St. Paul. I mean, there are a lot of interconnections, cities built in ancient Syria by the Romans and vice versa. So I think being from the Mediterranean area, I think, is a good reason to get interested in this story.
Per i siriani era difficile in questo momento che un italiano mediterraneo l'abbia fatto.
And as you said, you know, the fact this film is also made for the Syrian people in a way, you know, like actually to be seen, and not only you can kind of feel it that the painstaking research behind the film was also made to be as truthful and real as possible. What was the biggest challenge for you during the script writing and also the making of it to, you know, to maintain this reality or this sort of, you know, this truthful approach to reality?
La più grossa sfida è stata quella di, proprio perché italiano e comunque è un uomo che racconta una storia di donne, soprattutto un cristiano che in qualche modo
the biggest challenge I think is gap, it was you know I'm a man and I was about to tell a story about women and then I'm Christian and I was still about to tell a story about two women in the cab. So we were of course close in terms of interest but far from other points of view. So what I wanted to do is to take a few steps back, both in terms of writing and directing, but also the cinematographer or the editor, everyone took his steps back. We wanted just the actors to be on the set and we want to be transparent. We wanted to be respectful, and this respect was expressed in the way that, you know, we are Italians, but you are Syrians, and this is your film.
In qualche modo lasciamo a voi siriani, attori siriani, e alla vostra storia di essere voi il film.
And let's just to conclude, the film conception kind of started in 2012, and then it moved on, and now we're actually in 2014, March 2014. Have you managed to go back to Syria all throughout this kind of arc of time? And if so, I humbly ask you, what do you think is the Syrians' imminent future right now?
Allora, sul futuro dovrei avere la palla di cristallo, quindi non credo che nemmeno Obama o Putin o altri politici medio orientali possano sapere qual è il futuro.
Well, you're asking about the future, but I think neither Obama nor Putin nor anyone else knows what is the future of Syria, and this is the real tragedy. Just think that when I started writing the script, the data said that there were 60,000 people that were dead in the conflict, and then while I was doing the film, this number raised to 100,000, and we knew that there were 2 million of refugees from Syria. And then when I finished the movie, the dead people were already 130,000. And since the moment I finished my film, I know that we can count 30,000 more. Of them, and over 2.5 million refugees. And you know, the Syrian population counts 23 million people. And if we also count the 6 million of internal refugees, it means that 1/3 of the whole population is composed by refugees, both internal or external. So I think that future is a word that doesn't exist in Syria today.
Il futuro credo che in questo momento sia una parola che non esiste per la Siria.
Thank you very much, Alessio, for being with us. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.